Back to West Loo Hill and rounding the next sharp corner, the fantastic vista of the East Loo roofscape unfolds before you and the coastline towards Seaton, Downderry and Rame Head in the distance. For weary travellers, a seat awaits. We are now entering the more residential area of the walk, the age and style of the houses mapping the development of the West Loo from the bottom up with the newest homes at the top. Often the names of the houses reflect the building's former use. Edwina Hannaford has been helping the traders of West Loo promote this distinctive part of Loo, often described as a village within the town of Loo or the Artisan Corner.
We are now entering the historic core of West Loo and the shopping centre. Some people have described West Loo Square and Princess Square as a village within a town or the Artisan Corner. The atmosphere in West Loo is quieter than its neighbour in East Loo across the water, yet deceptively has a very diverse and wide range of shops and attractions. These shops range from hairdressers, a beautician, foot care, optician and sports injury specialist, to a delicatessen, picture framing, tea rooms, soft furnishings and even solar panel sales. At the bottom of West Loo Hill is a distinctive building called the Roundhouse. This building has been a meat market, florist and even a chip shop over the years, and it's owned by West Loo Town Trust. If you look over the door, you will see the crest of the truss, the Mariner Archer. The worn slate floor gives a clue to the building's age. This part of West Loo is called Princess Square, with Princess Street leading off to the north. The Jolly Sailor pub is the dominant feature and one of the oldest pubs in the country. In fact, it's featured on the Will's cigarette card collection called 40 Oldest Inns. Affectionately known by locals as the Jolly, over the centuries since 1516, it's been a place of rest and recreation for seafarers and travellers alike. West Loo was granted a charter in 1574 by Queen Elizabeth I. The charter's main points include that West Loo for all future times hereafter be and remain a village of peace and quietness. West Loo shall be a free borough incorporating a mayor and burgesses. The mayor to be assisted by 12 men discreet and honest who are to be called chief burgesses and will act as common council for the public benefit. There shall also be a market every Wednesday and one fair lasting 3 days on the feast of St. Mark the Evangelist. St. Mark's Fair has been called the May Fair since it usually falls within the first week of May. Although an earlier fair can be traced back to 1235, when the Lord of the Manor of Portallant obtained various privileges from the Earl of Cornwall, including a weekly market and annual fair. I am very proud to have resurrected this ancient tradition of a May fair on the first Saturday in May. The first modern day fair was held in 2010. The modern interpretation of this fair still includes stalls and games, with maypole dancing, a green man, and various forms of musical accompaniment. In the early days of West Loo, it was known as Port Biggin, meaning Little Port. This name lives on in the name of the Port Byan Hotel on the harbourside. From Princess Square, you can walk through, past the fire station, to what is known as West Loo Square. Straight ahead of you is the ferry steps, where small boats transport foot passengers across the water to East Loo. To the left and northwards is a relatively modern building called Riverside Court, housing flats with shops and cafe underneath. Turning left again is West Loo Quay and Quay Road. The shops here include a tea shop, hairdressers, a local charity shop, a shop that specialises in decorative painting for sale, and a shop that specialises in crystals, minerals and Cornish and fair trade artwork and jewellery. Round the back of the Roundhouse, in Church Street, beside the fire station, part way along is a very steep, narrow lane called Hannafore Lane. Although this lane is steep, the effort would be well rewarded, with some stunning and unique views of the harbour, and further along the beach, Banjo Pier and Lou Bay. The lane is not suitable for vehicles and takes you eventually to Hannafore.
And when you're ready to go and see Hannafore, move on to the next track.